Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Odd people dropping in unexpectedly can be rather fun, provided they're not too odd, of course. Last week, my wife invited our local ratepayers' ladies' knitting circle round to our place for a cup of char and wad. Believe me, people don't drop in any odder than that lot. Well, they don't, unless you count the weird bunch that are about to drop in on Captain Povey.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir, but there's a Mr. Nigel Scott Hansen to see you.
No, well, you'd better show him in. A Mr. who?
Nigel Scott Hansen, sir. He says he's from a television company.
Oh, well, in that case, you'd better show him in at once.
Aye, sir. This way, Mr. Hansen.
John, John. Scott Hansen, actually, but not for what. Andrew, it's a double barrel between friends.
Excuse me, sir, but I haven't any idea.
No, of course you haven't. Well, this little billet-doux from Admiralty will explain everything. I'm with the commercial television captain. We're starting a new comedy series about the jolly old Navy, you see?
Oh, good grief. Not another one.
My sentiments, exactly. Still, you know how it is. Everybody gets on the bandwagon, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's this lot called?
Well, it hasn't started yet, but we're thinking of calling the brute Muckmates.
Muckmates?
Yeah, well, you should have heard the one that got away. Now, the basic idea is that we have these chaps on a boat thing, you see. I say, would you mind most awfully if I just sort of slipped out of my camel hair job for a bit? Can't feel the benefit later otherwise. Jolly civil, love you. Now, that's where you come in. Admiralty said you were just the boy to lend us this beastly boat thing.
Oh, did they?
Yes. My word, it is warm in here, isn't it? How can you stick it in that dreadful third suit? I can't imagine. They suggested we could use a... where's that piece of paper? Oh, they wrote it down somewhere. Ah, yes, here we are. A frigate.
A what?
A frigate, old boy. That's what they suggested. We could have a lend-off for a couple of days.
Oh, a frigate! I think I know the ship for you, all right.
I think the whole program will be yet another frightful egg which one must try, not about.
You're sure Admiralty agreed to all this?
But of course. The whole gang from the company will be down tomorrow, and we'll be going aboard the boat thing about 7:30. Well, that's the camera crews and the sound boys, of course. Not me. I'm not worth knowing before 10.
All right.
George, it is warm in here, isn't it? What's the name of the boat thing you've got there?
Yes. What? Oh, here. HMS Trumpet.
My word, I like the way you said that. Henry, isn't it?
Well, yes. Yes, it is. Henry Pope.
Yes,
well,
we shall have to change that, of course. Dirk Povey, perhaps. Or Clint Povey, that's better. It's a natural, that's what you are, Clint, old man.
No. Really, I couldn't possibly...
It's too early to say at this stage, of course, but, well, I might be able to use you one of these days.
Yes, well, I have been in amateur dramatics, of course. I did 10 days with the farmer's wife once in 1940.
Well, I'm sure you stole the whole show. I must ask. We must have a chat sometime. Got to fix my digs and all that. See you tomorrow.
Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing me to thy rest.
Oh, too kind.
No. Wait. Into the valley of death, throw the 500.
And a right flaming car that it is, and all.
Now what's the matter, Chief?
Well, I mean, with all these television herbits coming aboard, sir, they've been cracking up the ship with lights and cameras and odd bits and nonsense on wheels for hours. If they put just one more 40-watt bulb here, we'll make Blackpool illuminations look like a night light.
Ah, but it's worth it, though.
Worth it?
Yes. You haven't seen the makeup girl.
Cool. Mr. Phillips, I'm rapidly coming to the conclusion that you've got a wandering eye.
Yeah, I agree, sir. And if it wanders any further, it'll be in outer space.
Yes, Aunt Leslie's been a bit of a tearaway with the girls, just let... Leslie? Mr. Phillips.
Oi! Drop here!
Too late, sir. I think he's spotted another one.
I say. Cool.
He has, sir. He has.
Look, chap. Look at that. Coming up the gangway. Well, he'd never get all that on the small screen.
Ah, oh, well, perhaps it's a serial. They're going to show it an 8-weekly pass.
Well, I know which week I'm going to watch.
Mr. Phillips.
Oh, sorry, pardon. Lummy, who's the character with her? You know, the one with the camel-haired coat and the yachting cap.
I think that must be the producer.
Greetings, greetings, fellow peasants. My word, what a charming little place you have here. Terribly cozy. You know, Pastor Gray's always so restful, isn't it? Scott Hanson's the name. Nigel Scott Hanson, actually.
How do you do? I'm Lieutenant Murray, and this is Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
How do you do?
At least it would be if he could stop staring over your right shoulder for a minute.
Hey, what? That was a long way away, sir. Did somebody say something?
Oh, not to worry. Felicity always has that effect when she's around.
Well, it's jolly nice of her to take the trouble.
I presume she's your leading lady.
Now, that's it, that's it. You've seen her in some of my other ghastly plots, I'm sure. Come over and meet the chaps there.
What's the walk, lads? It's really something.
I'll say, how did you... Lummy, I mean, it's not... Cool. No, nobody could. I mean, I don't. But it's incredible.
It's Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Look the other way. You're going a dangerous colour.
You wanted me, Nigel, darling.
Well, if he doesn't.
Mr. Phillips!
Shut up! Lovely to see you, dear. Gentlemen, allow me to introduce Felicity May Hope. Felicity May Hope for what?
I knew it. I knew he'd have to say it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, isn't he sweet?
Well, I can't say I've ever quite thought of him as sweet exactly. Sickly, perhaps, but not sweet.
excuse me, sir.
Yes, certainly, Chief. What part do you play in this epic, Miss Hope? A wren? Admiral's daughter?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm the Princess Eucarpe, who's found by a frigate sitting on a mine.
Ooh, nasty.
You see, I'm from a lost continent. I've been forced up from Atlantis under pressure.
I bet that won't be the first time you've been under pressure.
Oh, well, you're so right. Well, it's then the Monty.
Who?
Well, that's Montgomery Windsor.
Our leading man.
excuse me for interrupting, sir. Oh, yes.
Granted. Is Mr. Wingate coming aboard?
Oh, no. We're having to use his double in all the sea scenes.
You see, Monty is supposed to see me sitting on my mine and have the Admiral immediately rushes to the railings and dives over to rescue me. Unfortunately, Monty can't swim.
14 exasperating weeks in the Hackney bars we had, and the fool still goes down like a stone.
Look, sir, I don't want to be a nuisance.
Yeah, well, don't be.
I must say the plot sounds...
Oh, sir!
Is it?
Well, I haven't been introduced. I don't know nobody. Nobody's done on me.
Oh, I do apologize, Chief.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, I'll soon put that right. Now then... My name's Lieutenant Murray. This is Sergeant
No, what are you talking about, sir? I wanted to have you due to the bouncy bins here.
Oh, darling, how terribly upsetting. I just hadn't realized. And you're such an important man, too.
Important?
Well, I mean, you haven't got the same uniform as these two, so I presume you must be the Admiral.
What's so funny about that?
I suppose nothing, really. The way you wangle things, it's probably only a matter of time.
Let's face it, sir, it's only a matter of time before he and his relatives take over the entire service.
We already had.
We had noticed.
And I just noticed something else, sir. Here's old Thundergus.
Who? Captain Povey, sir.
Oh, Tim.
Who?
Captain Povey. But you know, you could be right. It's a better name. It's Clint Thundergus.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. And friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. I have come to bring you your sailing orders, not to forget them.
How is that?
Not out.
I mean, fine. He's gone clean off his pink box.
Can somebody tell me what outfit George Roby's stand-in belongs to?
George Roby's stand-in? Who's she talking about?
Oh, I think she means you, Sir Clint.
Yes, darling, that was rather a boner.
Well, hearing your sailing orders, number one.
carry out whatever maneuvers Mr. Scott Hansen wants at this point on the top. So we've warned all other shipping to keep clear.
Yeah, very good, sir.
I can't tell you how grateful we all are for your help.
Oh, not at all, not at all. But just before you go, The Bell by Edgar Allan Poe. Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air.
Beautiful, beautiful, Kent.
Yes, isn't it? While the stars that oversprinkle, all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystallized delight.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Yes?
You were right. He has gone off his pink box.
Keeping something shine in a sort of a runic rhyme to the tintinnabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 bells.
That's fine, Tint. Now, if we could...
Bells, bells, bells. From the jimbling and the dinkling of the bells, 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 bells.
Sir, you've dropped a clanger.
Oh, yes, thank you. Bells. Edgar Allan Poe, a copyright 1900.
Great stuff, but we'll let you know.
Yes, well, thanks, Nigel. Now, tell me, be honest. What did you really think of it?
Well, frankly, it sounded like an awful lot of bells to me.
Well, I did rather get carried away at the end.
Well, you practice it, Kent, while we're at sea.
Yes, yes, right, sir. Well, I hope you have a good voyage and come back with some nice snaps.
So this is where you all are, then. Number one, old socks, it's got to be stopped.
Stopped it, then, Commander Staunton? What happened?
There's a woman on board. Yes. Yes, she's a pretty bit of crackling, but she'll have to go. If their lordships ever found out, they'd do their nautical nut.
She's a television actress, sir, and, you want my opinion?
We don't.
Now, not the time, Mr. Phillips. The last time you described her walk, you waved your hands about so much, I thought you'd take all.
Well, it's not the sort of walk you can describe any other way.
Oh, I don't know. You managed quite well up to now with...
Look, if you chaps are quite finished, I'm the one who's supposed to be doing the chatting. Started the captain, you know, and it's got to be stopped, old floorboard.
Yes, so you were saying, sir. So you were saying, but you didn't say what.
Well, this party you're holding, it's ruining me fitting, you know. The bounders keep putting up blinding lights, and then the little chaps down below can't see their way up to me lying, you know. It's awful. No fun, you know, being a fish and having to swim down with your eyes shut all the time. They're probably bumping into each other down there, getting terrible headaches.
Well, why don't you try an aspirin for bait?
Yes, that's an idea. It's a rotten one, but it's an idea, all right? Oh, but you haven't heard the worst of it yet, old fruit. Right? The bounders have chucked a dirty great mine over the side.
But it wasn't a real one, sir. It was made of rubber.
Oh, was it? I wonder why it bounced up and down. Yes.
They're making a television flim, sir.
Yes, a flim?
Yeah, flim, sir. F-I-L-M.
Flim.
Flim.
Phil.
You mean a picture?
Pictures.
Yeah. That bit of crackling is going to sit on the mine, you see.
Yes.
And then that gentleman down there, over there, look, in the ratings uniform and the admiral's hat and the mushroom grey suede creepers. Well, he dives over the side and he fitches her back again, you see.
Does he really? Well, in that case, it seems hardly worth her while going there, isn't it?
All right, please, sorry to interrupt you, chap.
Who's this idiot?
What? Mr. Nigel Scott Hansen, the producer.
Oh, well, that accounts for it. Carry on, old clapperboard, yes.
Well, thanks. Well, it's nothing much, but do you mind stopping the boat going up and down? Because we're all ready to shoot. Well, we're getting a most terrible camera shake every time we're trying to focus on Felicity.
Yeah, well, perhaps it's the cameraman.
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. No, you don't know. It's because of a too big a swell.
Well, you should use a smaller actress.
Who did that?
Can't imagine, but Clint, I mean, Captain Toby, definitely said he cleared all the shipping in this area.
Heavens to Betsy, look! That's all we needed! A paddle steamer! Oh, this is going to be a Scott Hansen production, all right.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, frankly, it does tend to destroy the illusion of a princess coming up from Atlantis.
Under pressure.
Exactly. Draping herself elegantly over a mine, and while she combs her golden tresses, a half-cut works outing floats past in the background, waving and cheering and throwing fish and chip papers out of my paddle steamer.
Yes, I see what you mean. It's going so slowly, too.
Yes. Well, obviously, The captain knows Scott Hansen's here. Really, it's too bad. After my last production of The Nine-Eyed Monster with the Fiend from Dracula's Outhouse, I promised myself no more backgrounds of works out here.
Yeah. Mrs. Scott Hansen said, I saw that one. Yeah, there was a very odd bit.
Yes,
where
that was it. That was it. Honestly. In the middle of Dartmoor on a foggy night, just as Dracula and the Fiend were having their fight to the death, who could have foreseen a sharabang full of drunks pulling up and making it a free-for-all?
Yeah, I know, sir, but it was jolly convincing, no? Oh, I thought they were all monsters.
So healthy they were. Well, we may as well pack up, get her off the mine, and go back to Portsmouth for lunch.
Very well, and I'll report to Captain Povey and have this paddle steamer removed and worn off any other works I've used.
Well?
The Admiral Andrews is on the phone, sir. He's very urgent.
Well, put him through.
Aye, sir. Put him through now, sir.
Yes. Yes. Very clever of you, yes. Yes. Most kind. Tilbury people. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Captain Povey here, sir.
Look here, Povey. It's urgent. Yes? Yes, that's what it is. It's urgent, all right. Urgent. Yes.
What is?
Yes. What is what?
Urgent, sir.
Oh, yes. It's this report, you see. Yes, let's start it. It's from the SS Bingo Bell.
The what?
Yes. It's a battle steamer. They sighted a mine, you see. Yes. That's what they sighted. Yes. Up to you, Povey. Yes. Must be disposed of. Yes. Leave it to you. Yes, it's all yours.
But I don't want it.
Well, hard luck, you've got it. Yes, it's in the area where Country is. You'd better signal them and tell them to contact the Bingo Bell.
But Southbridge is already out with the television company, sir. You were the one that sent her. Well, it so happens that I'm being considered for a part myself, so I'd rather not disturb Mr. Scott Hansen.
Oh, him? He was most impressed when I did it for him, you know.
Did what?
Well, my little piece, of course. Yes. Listen to this, Toby. The Bells by A. The Bells by E.A. Yes. O. M. Yes. S. Now then, here are the sledges. Yes. With the bells. Yes. Silver bells. Yes. What a world! A world. Full of merriment. The melody foretells.
Oh, no.
How they tinkle. Tinkle.
Yes, beautiful, sir, beautiful. I'll turn you back when I've sorted this one out this morning.
Yes, do that. In the icy air of night.
Warner Brothers to see you, sir.
Who?
Lieutenant Murray and Mr. Phillips.
What? But they're supposed to be out at sea. You know, never mind. Send them in for heaven's sake.
Aye, sir. This way, Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, very funny. Sorry I could trouble you, sir.
What on earth did you want to come back for? I just had a phone call from Rear Admiral Andrews, and I was just about to send you an urgent signal.
Why don't you tell us instead, sir? It'd be a lot quicker.
No, very funny. Now, look, you must put to sea and get back to where you were at once.
Is that it? You can send us a signal?
Yes.
No.
Laurel.
Yes, Ollie?
Shut up. Thank you, number one. Now, for heaven's sake, constantly. There's a report from a paddle steamer called the Bingo Bell.
Yes, sir. It was about her.
Will you stop interrupting? They've reported sighting a mine in the waters where you were.
What? Oh, lummy, I knew I'd forgotten something. You see, sir...
Never mind what I see. Get out there and dispose of it.
But you don't
just stand there. Any minute now, that mine could blow up.
No, it couldn't, sir. You see...
That's an order. John Naval Officers, not a lot of blasted film stars. Put to sea at once and dispose of that mine.
But it
out! Out! Get off of it! And heaven help you if it blows up before you get to it.
Crying shame, that's what it is. Here it is, the crying shame is worth. There am I with my plate held out for a dirty great dollop of turd in the earth. Oh, All right, get the eating arms, whiz him about through it. I'm out here at sea again.
It wasn't our fault, Chief. Nobody could say we didn't try to tell old Thundergut that it was a rubber mine. The film boys had just left out there.
Correction, Mr. Phillips. It may be their mine, but you were the one who left it out.
But it wasn't my fault, sir. When I went out to bring back Felicity, I wasn't really concentrating.
Nonsense. If ever I saw a man concentrating, it was you.
beg pardon, sir. Mine coming up the starboard.
What? Where? Where?
Oh, lummy. Left hand.
Left hand.
No, right.
Right.
Up a bit.
Up a bit.
Back a bit.
Go away, mine.
No,
sir. Keep off. Stop.
Too late. Oh, what a shame. You've popped it, sir.
Well, Captain Povey did say we were to dispose of it.
Yeah, he did indeed. But what's Mr. Scott Hansen going to say? I imagine that cost quite a bit.
Well, I don't know if it would help, sir, but there was a slight misunderstanding call when we first got stuck with this job, sir. And we've got a real mine aboard.
What?
Yeah, well, I thought we had to supply it, sir. I mean, I didn't realise they'd made a replica out of bungees.
Oh, well done, Pertwee. We can put that one out and they'll never know the difference.
Well, Mr. Scott Hansen may not, sir, but I reckon Felicity may hate me. I mean, steel is a lot colder than bungee to park on, you know.
What was that? It wasn't me, though.
No, sir. No, it was that launch. I think it's the muckmate's mob coming back after that hot dinner.
Oh, no, so it is, Chief. You and Mr. Phillips had better get that real mine overboard before they get here. I have a feeling we're in enough trouble already without the Admiralty copping a writ for damages to bungee mines. Let them get on with their afternoon soon.
And Mr. Phillips and the bathing beauty beach in the bikini are coming alongside now.
Chief, you really cannot refer to the Princess Eucarpi of the lost city of Atlantis as the bathing beauty beach in the bikini.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. All in the sea boat!
Aye, aye, Chief. Well, Seth, I must say it's been a most terribly successful day's filming. Being a Scott Hansen production, the film and the cameras will all be daft, or they'll cancel the show altogether, but it's all been bags of fun.
Hello, you chaps. I brought Miss Hope up to the bridge to thaw out.
And it'll probably take years. Frankly, Nigel, I think you better rename this epic. You could call it Ice Cold in... Well, never mind when I'm ice cold, but... Next time, I'll settle for being bombarded with this and ship papers.
Don't you worry, Miss Numb. Number one and I will get you back to Pompey at once.
Yes.
Full ahead both, and left hand down a bit.
Yes, but Mr. Phillips, sir, you...
Come on, Chief, we've got to get to Pompey.
Yes, I know, sir, but you forgot...
Don't argue, Chief. Get going.
Yes, sir, but... Oh, full ahead both and left hand down a bit, please,
sir. If you care to come over to this side of the bridge, Miss Felicity, you can get a wonderful impression that...
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
You idiot, you've forgotten the mine again.
Oh, lummy.
That's what I was trying to tell you, sir.
Oh, well, who cares? We've finished with it. Let the wretched thing rot. I never want to see it again.
Yeah, but it won't rot, miss. That mine's not yours. It's a real one.
Oh, well, I suppose that accounts for it.
What do you mean, why it was so cold?
No, I could hear chicken after I twiddle that metal thing.
Chicken? Chicken? What you mean? Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick 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 tock.
Yes.
Ah! Well, there you go. It's an egg down. She's alive, Dad. Kirby's got his back to it.
Phillips, you idiot. Did you put detonators in it?
Well, I can't remember, actually.
Oh, oh, this stupid.
I say, there's no actual danger, is there?
Not anymore, son. No.
Lummy, I do think I owe you all an apology.
You must certainly do. What Captain Povey's going to say, I can't think.
I can.
Well, he can't complain. He was the one who sent us out here to dispose of a mine, and we've jolly well disposed of it.
Yes, I suppose he did.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice. Yeah, well, yeah. You disposed of it, all right. What am I supposed to do then? What am I supposed to do when I get back to our mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini-mini- I sighed for that mine. And then you go and you blow the perisher up. Oh, no. I'd be no good taking about a couple of boxes full of teeny bits, you know. Oh, no. They won't stand for it. I'll tell you what. Neither would I. No. Neither would I. Out here, I am. Out here, I am. Here I am risking my life and limb for a two paltry bob a day, having me chewed in the old whip from under me nose. Blade names, gruff, bang all around me. Jumps round me, not a word of sorry pardon, not a word, not a word of pardon from either of you. A man can stand so much. Never in the world have you been conflict.
Hold it.
That was absolutely superb.
What was?
The way you said that was quite magnificent. My dear chap, as a thespian, you're an absolute natural.
A method man, of course, but aren't we all?
Aye! Pertwee an actor?
But of course! There are dozens of parts to cast for Muckmates when we get back. Too early to say yet, but you might well do. You might well do.
You'll have to change the name, Nigel.
Yes. Well, let's see. Dirk Pertwee? No. Rock Pertwee? Fiddler Pertwee? Scrounger Pertwee?
Oh, sir, please. You're spoiling my chances. Mr. Scott Hanson, sir, I'd like to congratulate you, sir, on your perspicacity, sir. You're a great talent scout.
Well, one does on this, no.
One does indeed, sir. And you won't regret this, I say. You won't regret it. I'm not without experience in the acting, you know. Oh, no. Only last week, I gave them all a well-chosen verse or two. A vestimonial in the camp. Yes. Incidentally, sir, how about this? Isn't it? The Bells by Edgar Allan Poe.
No, I've heard it.
First one. Hear the sledges with those flaming bells. Silver perishing bells. And what a right nosh up their melody for bells.
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Nigel Scott Hanson was Tenniel Evans, Felicity May Hope was Heather Chasen, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Rear Admiral Ironbridge was Michael Bates, and Lieutenant Commander Stanton was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.